This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. Good morning and welcome. My name is Nicholas Harry-Callis, and it's The Fan Morning Show, The Fan Early Morning Show. The Fan Early Morning Show is for the average Joe, and when the average Joe wants to buy like a pro, the average Joe can go to CJR Wholesale, where indeed the average Joe buys like a pro. So, some news is since I've last been here, the big one being that Arthur Smith reportedly coming to Pittsburgh to be the offensive coordinator. And we could start with this. He's not Matt Canada, that's for sure. He is somebody you can be inspired in to take on this role. Had some time with the Titans, of course, the head coach of the Falcons, over the last few seasons, and now is here in Pittsburgh. And really, I mean, here's what it's got to be. Art Rooney said this. He had a press conference right on Monday and talked about a lot of things. Number one being that Kenny Pickett is going to be somebody they want to have faith in, that they liked what he did in college because he got better every year, and they believe that will translate to the NFL, where he will indeed, with experience, get better every year. He also said, though, that the Steelers have an idea of what they want their offense to look like. Which is, it's a good answer. I guess it's believable enough. I mean, they established a solid running game at the end of the year, which you knew Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren were going to give you a solid running game. And the offense looked good toward the end of the year. Now that's just where the interesting question continues to be asked, which is, you know, what is it about the quarterback that's going to, or what was it about the specific quarterbacks that made the offense do one thing versus another? Was it the system that Mason Rudolph was playing under that made him good, or was it Mason Rudolph himself who was good? Now, from the answers Art Rooney presented and from this reported hire now for the Steelers, it seems like they feel like the system in place may have gradually been getting better and they have an idea of what they want, and perhaps Arthur Smith gives them the offense that they feel like they're looking for. So it's all kind of making sense. It's really just got to come down to overall the offense not being predictable, not feeling like you know what's coming. And under Matt Canada, it seemed like that was the case, and there were little shakeups here and there, but overall, you know, Matt Canada was not doing it. Arthur Smith, now again, it's like, you know, you start, okay, he's not Matt Canada. He's got a resume that may lead you to believe that he can legitimately coordinate the offense. And so, sure, I'm with it. I'm willing to come into this with optimism. Really, there's no true choice here as well. I mean, there's only, we can only hope for the best in this situation, because this hire is super important. And we've all pretty much established that. Like, that's one thing I think we all as Steeler fans can agree with, is that this is one of those pivotal decisions where, you know, the way Arthur Smith is going to structure this offense may determine how well the Steelers do, or how much rebuilding the Steelers will need to do in the coming years if they don't get it right. Because again, I mean, we're swirling in perpetual mediocrity right now. I at least hope that something tips one way or the other. Perhaps they do so poorly that again they can rebuild, or maybe they'll do well enough that they can make a legitimate playoff push. And I'm fine with either one. What I'm really scared of is that the offense is going to continue to barely get by, and then the Steelers are going to barely make the playoffs or barely miss the playoffs and not make a deep run. That's really what I want to avoid. And I talked about before, I don't want to talk about the Steelers much anymore, but this is just some news along with Art Rooney talking on Monday. I'm just putting the pieces of the puzzle together, trying to figure out, you know, what the Steelers are thinking and what this all looks like. And it's big enough news where, you know, you want to address it. Now, I don't want to talk about the Steelers as much right now just because I'm still frustrated with how the season ended. But, okay, yeah, this is worthy of that. And it gives you a little bit of hope. You got a different guy with a solid resume, and the Steelers seem confident in this decision that they've made. Like, they feel like he's the guy. Jeff said it on Monday. Jeff Hathorn, who's been filling in on the Fan Morning Show, has said, hey, if they think he's the guy, don't let him get away. Get him ASAP. And I agree with that. I like when when you have confidence in a guy and you have a leading candidate that you can snatch that candidate before any other team can. So good on the Steelers for that. And again, it's promising. It gives some hope. But I hope that this decision tips this team one way or the other so that they can either confidently have a rebuild or confidently go into the playoffs and make a run. 412-928-9370, that's the phone number. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. You can also talk to me on X at Callis_33 is my handle. That's CALLAS_33. What do you think of the move? Do you care right now? Are you more focused on the team still in the playoffs? Do you care about what the Steelers are doing? Do you not care about what the Steelers are doing? What does this hire mean to you? 412-928-9370. Give me a call. Snatch up a line. And we'll talk about it. I mean, it's the same refrain, and I feel like I've been saying it like over and over again, and I will continue to say this as long as I can. I mean, it has to go one way or the other for this team. It has to go one way or the other for the team. Like, it can't continue to do what it's doing, what the Steelers have been doing. They can't continue to have the same results that they've been having. I get it. I mean, the AFC is tough. The AFC is a strong conference. And there are some props to, like, there are some props to give them for even making the playoffs in such a stacked AFC, but at the same time, it doesn't really feel worth it if they're not ever good enough to make it past that first round. And that's part of the reason why I kind of want to stay off the topic as well, because I feel like whenever we talk about anything as it relates to the team, I feel like I'm just saying the same thing because I have the same opinion, because it's true. It's like they must do something in the playoffs or else none of this matters. Or they've got to establish themselves enough as a rebuilding team to get the assets that they need to do well. So, I mean, that's really it. So this hire is super important because this may shape the trajectory of the Steelers' future, or it seems like it will, if they push past the first round of the playoffs. Or unless they struggle enough that they finally have a losing season under Tomlin, both of which would be acceptable. Doing the let's make it barely to the playoffs and get bounced in the first round thing, it's just not doing it for me anymore. 412-928-9370, that's the phone number, and somebody's on the line now, so let's take this person. Good morning, what's your name?
Good morning, old German Rod.
All right, what's up?
I'm not so sure about this hire. You know, if we were grading, Graham was an F. This guy's sort of the same thing. He's a run-oriented offense, and he had Derrick Henry, and he had Brown as a wide receiver. Derrick Henry did great, so Warren and Najee Harris could probably do what Henry did, but he couldn't throw the ball as good. You know, it's always out of the play action. And I don't believe Kenny's a good play action quarterback. He's got that happy feet in the pocket. So
you give this grade? You give it an F grade? You're giving it an F grade?
No, I'm not giving it an F grade. I'm going to say it's maybe a C plus, D minus.
C plus, D minus. Thanks for the call. I mean, it's fair. I'm kind of in that zone as well. I don't know how to feel so much about it. Like, he's not Matt Canada. But, like, you know, he's got a lot to prove. He's still got a lot to prove, a lot to establish with this offense for the Steelers. I'm just kind of hanging out right now. I'm like, all right, it's fine. He's better than the previous, but a long way to go. Got a little bit to prove. And the standards are higher here as well. So, like, sometimes it's not fair. Like, the Steelers fans out there want, like, something else than a first-round exit in the playoffs. Now, how can Arthur Smith orchestrate the offense? Okay, running seems like a strength, sure. The quarterback situation, now it's the quarterback that's the variable that we got to focus on. That's just what it seems like. The quarterback is the variable now that's really going to set the perspective on this hire. I mean, if Kenny Pickett doesn't do well in this coming season, I mean, hopefully he doesn't get hurt. He's struggled with some injuries. Not that I'm going to call him injury prone quite yet, but, you know, he's struggled with injuries his first two seasons in the league. One of them was not on the smartest play where he tried to, you know, dive head first into the end zone and he got smacked. I think it was the Jacksonville game that he played in. Like, not good. And then he missed the final month of the season and Mason Rudolph comes in and all of a sudden just happens to, you know, flash plays that make the Steelers look really good. Is that a coincidence? I mean, now that's the next biggest question. Art Rooney, during his press conference on Monday, talked about how they're going to have faith in Kenny Pickett and his ability to improve in college is the reason why they're going to trust him to develop and get better with every year in the NFL. That is yet to be seen, though, how well he's gonna end up playing. I understand the skepticism for him as well, but it seems like the team's investing in him, so we don't have a choice but to hope for him to succeed, because if he succeeds, the Steelers succeed. 412-928-9370, that's the number you can get a phone line. We got another caller on the line now. Good morning, what's your name?
Good morning, it's Dan. How are you, Nicholas?
I'm doing all right. What's up?
Nicholas, here's my question. With a hire like Arthur Smith, are we judging his whole resume, meaning what he's done with Atlanta and with Tennessee, or are we saying, hey, we had a good coach at Tennessee, really did a lot with their running game, and I think was very prolific with their offense. Is that what we're getting? Or, you know, how do you look at this hire?
Yeah, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I look at it, I'm going to take the full resume. I want his time in Tennessee as well. I think that matters. I mean, he could have gotten worse over time, but also being a head coach is different than being a coordinator. So I'm going to look at every aspect of his career. I also know the Falcons seem like a rather cursed organization now. It's not going to be Arthur Smith blowing games for the Steelers, though, as much as Mike Tomlin's going to be at fault for that. So, I mean, I'll judge the whole resume, but I take a little less from the Falcons just because, I mean, as the head coach, you're responsible for all of the operations that exist on the team, not just the offense. And here, though, you're just expecting him to get the offense right. So I'll judge his time in Tennessee more because that was what he was focused on there. And I think that's fair to judge him on. And I would actually judge him a little less on his time with the Falcons. Like, you can scrutinize things that he did. But again, he's working with both sides of the ball, or all three aspects, I'll say, because you count special teams perhaps there as well. He's responsible as a head coach for all of it, you know, when he's the head coach. Now I'm just going to focus on his time with the Steelers is what he can do with the offense. And I think that, again, just kind of judging his resume from his time with Tennessee does that. And I think that's fair.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
412-928-9370. Another caller wants to join in. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, this is Malone. How you doing, Nicholas?
Good. What's up?
Yeah, I got bad news for the Steelers fans, unfortunately. We could talk about the coordinator all we want. Same head coach, same owner, same quarterback, same result.
So you're skeptical. You don't think this hire matters as much?
It doesn't matter at all because we got Rooney the other day basically saying we're going to keep things the same. So, yep. Therefore, we're going to get the same result, mired in mediocrity.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Hey, I'm with that opinion as well. Like, I try to look at the world with a little more optimism and a little more like, okay, what can I control in the world? Now, I can't control anything about the Steelers. I can just talk about them and hopefully influence fans to think a little more like me or just consider options as they go about their day as it relates to their sports teams. So in particular, now we're talking about the Steelers. But like right now, like we don't have a choice. Like that's just the way I look at it. Like there is no option here. The Steelers have come out. The owner has come out himself and said, you know what? We trust what Kenny Pickett did in college, getting better year to year. And so because of that, we're going to trust that he can get better every year he progresses through the NFL. Okay, well, now we got to trust that. Because we don't have a choice. Like, that's what they've established. I don't think that the offensive coordinator job is totally insignificant. I mean, I think it still matters. If they made a new hire, that means that not every single thing is going to be the same. But I get what you're talking about. Like, okay, Mike Tomlin is still a part of the process. Mike Tomlin still has a big role in the Steelers organization, and perhaps you don't like that because he has not broken through expectation in a while. And then Kenny Pickett, he has not played inspiring football at the quarterback position. So I get where you're coming from there. I do, but like, what else are we going to do? Like, what else can we do right now? They're invested in Pickett. They made that obvious. They're trying to get a coordinator in there that can perhaps work with Pickett, perhaps continue to make a strong running game. But like, right now, we don't have a choice. Like, we can kind of clamor and have these discussions, but at the end of the day, it just doesn't seem like anything is going to change, and you can be frustrated with that, and you can handle that how you want, but if you're still going to invest in this team, if Arthur Smith succeeds, and Kenny Pickett succeeds, and Mike Tomlin succeeds, well, then we can all be happy. And if you really don't think he's the guy, and he proves that again in this following season, I mean, then we'll know, and we'll see, and we'll be angry, and we'll just go from there. 412-928-9370. One more call before I take a quick break. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning. This is CJ.
All right, CJ, what's up?
I was just wondering, do you believe that from the moment that Kenny Pickett threw his last pass for the Pitt Panthers and today, do you believe that he has improved? Is he better?
Sure, I'll answer that. Thanks for the call. I think it's hard to judge that because the NFL is a different game. Kenny Pickett has shown flashes in the NFL where, yes, I believe that he has gotten better since his time at Pitt. But I think that's also just one of those touchy questions because, you know, playing in college football and playing in the NFL, it's just that next level. It makes it that much more intense. So, I mean, that's a difficult question to ask. It doesn't look like he's gotten better. Like, if you see his statistics and his performance, if you're looking at it just from, like, okay, which stats are higher, which play looked better. But, like, understanding the competition that he's around in the NFL, I think, the way he came back in a lot of those games and seemed to keep his composure and perform well in those later moments of games, yeah, I think he's gotten better from his college days. Now, again, that may look misleading because then you'll sit there and think, like, oh, but he was putting up these stats in college and he looked like this in college. Well, I'm judging him based on the competition that he's around now in the NFL where, okay, again, maybe on its face it doesn't look like he's gotten better, but again, the way he's been poised and the way that he's handled himself through the comebacks that he led, I'll say he's gotten better as a quarterback since college, just based on the way that he's handled the NFL, which again is a whole another step up from the talent and skill in college football. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. 2024 starts with great incentives on the Trailblazer, the Blazer, Equinox, and Silverado. Go to sunchevy.com today. High of 45, low of 32. Overcast skies expected. Same thing tomorrow. It's going to be cloudy. High of 47 and a low of 34. But highs will be in the high 40s, low 50s, looks like, for the next week. So it's going to be warm. No snow in the forecast coming up. Again, that's fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.